welcome to a almost championship edition. Well, championship for one. Prep Sports Now. I am your host, Steve Silver from the Las Vegas Sun. Joining me, as always, wearing that Las Vegas Sun polo right now, Ray Brewer, the doctor, the mad scientist, the Batman, if you will, of high school sports in the Valley. And that makes me the Robin, I guess. One of the posters said that makes me smarter. But let's just jump into it. Gorman Palo, you were there.
Oh, just a great game, Steve. I pulled up to Gorman at about 6 o'clock, and we talked about this last week.
7 o'clock game, right?
Yeah. Get there early. You're not going to get a spot. I pull up at 6 o'clock. I got to park behind the PTs over there on Russell. The school's on Russell and Hualapai. Like, I'm on a dirt lot behind the PTs. I got to hike it in. I get there.
Got your exercise for the night.
I'm pulling up. It's like 6:20, and I'm like, boy, is my clock wrong? Because I hear a bunch of cheering and the band playing. And no, it's just the students and people having a good time. So great environment for high school football. Game lived up to the hype. Gorman jumped on them early, Steve. They're up 14-0, two quick touchdowns, I think, within the first 7 minutes. I'm sending a text message. I think I even sent
you one. I got one. It said Palo's done.
Yeah, Palo's done. 10 minutes later, 21-14 Palo. Great job to come back. Palo's defense played inspired, had two fumble return for touchdowns, made a game of it. Palo only had the lead for about 10 seconds. Jonathan Lloyd returned the ensuing kickoff, untouched, touchdown. Don't kick off to the kid. He's got elite speed. Gorman went on and scored like the next three touchdowns, pulled out a 38-28 victory. The Gales, still undefeated, advance on through to the Sunset Championship game this Friday against Cimarron. The Spartans won by 1 point against Legacy. Botched extra point gets them through to the finals.
Yeah, and I had Legacy. You had Cimarron picked in that one.
Credit to Legacy. Now, I thought Cimarron was going to rock and roll and by a lot more. But if you take away three big plays from Cimarron in that game, Legacy wins.
But I got a bone to pick with you because you keep jumping on this Cimarron bandwagon saying they're going to go all the way.
I've always liked...
You picked Gorman this week.
I picked Gorman. Listen, you'd have to take me to a shrink if I didn't pick against Gorman.
But you've been saying for weeks that Cimarron's going to make it all the way.
And I'm writing about it this week too, folks. Cimarron is not going to roll over and get trounced. But they're not going to win the game. They got a chance. And if they win and we come in here and we talk about how Cimarron won, I wouldn't be surprised. Listen, I told you last week, Steve, Cimarron runs the ball. Steven Nixon, elite world-class speed. James Poole somehow won the starting job. Also great speed, great football tailback.
Well, I think James Poole is way more durable.
And Zach Barbara, the fullback, blocking back, all everything, tough as nails. And they're champions. They've got six kids on the team that were on the wrestling team at Cimarron. Cimarron is like the Gorman of every other sport in wrestling. And two kids who placed at state on the line, that means they've got good leverage. They're going to be able to get under some folks. I think Cimarron could be pesky. I think they could hang around a little bit, and I think they give Gorman a game. Now, you'd be crazy to think, though, that Gorman loses. And I know it sounds hypocritical that I'm picking Gorman to win, but I'm giving you all these arguments why I think it's going to be close. But Gorman's got elite talent at every position. They're so balanced on offense. They could run the ball with Powell or Bellin. They could throw the ball with the quarterback, Solomon. They've got great players everywhere. Defensively, I would hate to get tackled by one of those guys. And I think this Gorman team is just, they're on a mission. They're going to win this game.
Well, now the winner of this game, they have to go to Reno.
To Reno. Correct?
And then they have to win that. Then they have to come back down, playing the state title game. Now, a team that's definitely not going to be in there, Las Vegas High, is gone.
Go figure. Talk about a shock when I heard that score. Foothill, who...
Foothill's been all over the map this year.
Oh, they've been a mess. They lost to Palo Verde on TV one of those Thursday night games. I think it was like 42-8 or 42-6 or 42-58. Was something a lot to nothing or a lot to a very little.
Right.
And then they lost to Moapa Valley by seemingly the same score. Now, in Foothill's defense, it didn't play like two or three top guys that game because it was like just a non-league game to fill the schedule. And Moapa Valley, Coach Redmond from Foothill tells me, is as good as any 4A team and very well coached, the best coached team they've played against all year.
Yeah, well, all the people will post on our site, LasVegasN.com, they all think Moapa could probably beat Gorman.
Well, that's a stretch just because Gorman's got more athletes than Moapa.
I'm just saying, that's what they're going to say.
But the Foothill coach is definitely, you know, on the Moapa bandwagon, says they're well coached. They're a great team. They're playing for the 3A title this weekend as well. So when I talked to him yesterday, I'm like, how do you lose a 3A school and then get killed by Paolo? Now you're one of six teams left in town. And he's like, well, he stuck up for Moapa. But they had some injuries early, and they're now piecing it together. They beat Silverado. They were ahead of Basic the whole game before folding down the stretch. And they just outplayed Vegas. They controlled the clock with a short passing game. And everything just fit perfectly for them.
Now, guaranteed Henderson team in the state championship.
Wow.
Did you think prior to the season that would happen?
Never. I mean, I would never think. And you got to understand, I covered Henderson high schools exclusively for 6 or 7 years. And, you know, our season would be over, like, before Halloween because the playoffs would come and you get rock and rolled by the Northeast who had all these players that were fast and they'd run all over. Usually you might get one team through to the semis and then it would be done. And now you've got all four teams through to the semis. Only if you look at the entire division of all the there's maybe one or two Division I kids on the team. Maybe one or two Division I kids.
Okay, well let's those two games. You got Basic at Foothill, Liberty at Del Sol.
Yeah.
Now, Basic Foothill. Who do you got?
Well, I got to take Basic. I mean, I think
just probably a curse for that school.
I understand that. Here's the thing I like about Basic. They really play good defense. And offensively, they're organized enough that when they do pass the ball, it's these short passes out of the spread that are very reliable, and the quarterback does a good job of executing. Foothill is they got a Kyle Keplinger, sophomore, had a good game.
You never know what team's going to show up.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know what team's going to show up. Connor Afoa, their tailback, is an elite player. I'd match him up against any player in town. Kyle Keplinger, only a sophomore who has got decent speed. Other than that, it's tough to really point out anybody from Foothill.
Yeah.
But as the coach said, the kids are working hard for him, and you don't got to get up for this Basic game. Yeah, it's the Sunrise semifinals, but it's also the battle for Boulder Highway. Remember, these two schools are located like a mile and a half apart, Boulder Highway separating them. The game's going to be at Basic's Don Taylor Stadium. Old Henderson is kind of different from the rest of the Valley. People actually care about high school football. There's going to be a ton of people there. Anytime Basic plays Foothill at Basic, there's a ton of people there. I guarantee you, Steve, and I guarantee you guys listening, that there will be more people at this Basic game than at the Gorman-Paolo game.
I don't know about that.
I guarantee you there will be more people at the Basic game. A, the stadium seats a little more, and Gorman was sold out. They had to turn people away. Great environment. People were fired up from start to finish.
They had bagpipes.
Bagpipes was awesome. Got all people fired up. That was pretty cool. Great touch. If you
log on LasVegasSun.com. There's a video of it.
There's a video. Watch it. And the good news is that all Summerlin came for Paolo Gorman. Kids from other schools, all Summerlin. Great for the students. Great for the community. Henderson community, Basic Foothill. The thing where I sincerely believe there's going to be more people at the game.
Okay.
But the cool part about it is that it's not often a team in Old Henderson is one of the final six remaining. And to have two teams remaining, very, very cool. And with so much on the line, this is something that happens once every 20 years. And the people at Basic could tell you that.
Okay.
And this is a golden opportunity. One of these teams in the Henderson area, think about it. Del Sol, which has come close. Liberty, which is Cinderella, just won its first playoff game ever last week. Foothill and Basic. One of those four is going to make it to the championship, the state finals. Pretty cool.
Okay, well, I like Basic. To me, if I had to pick a team to take into a fight, I'd take them. They're tough.
They're scrappy.
Liberty at Del Sol. You probably have Del Sol.
I have Del Sol. Here's the bottom line. Del Sol is 11-1. Its only loss came to Liberty. Liberty and Del Sol are mirror images of each other. Both run the football. Both are very aggressive, very physical. Liberty's one drawback, turnovers. They committed 6 turnovers last week against Canyon Springs.
They should have the kids carry the balls to class, you know, like in the movies.
Still won. Stopped the 2-point conversion that would have gave Canyon Springs the victory. They went for it anyways instead of kicking the extra point. And if Liberty could eliminate the turnovers, they're physical enough to battle with Del Sol. Del Sol could be one-dimensional sometimes with running the football with Reed.
They're pretty good doing
it. They're pretty good doing it. I still don't think they have the hogs up front that they've had in years past.
No, but you can't really throw against them because they have Evan Weinstock kind of roaming in the secondary.
And Evan Weinstock is a great player. I will tell you that Garrick Wharton from Valley made him look pretty bad on a 99-yard reception last week. And that's why Garrick Wharton, who holds the state record in the 102-yard track, is going to Arizona, and why Evan Weinstock is going to Northern Arizona.
Yeah, exactly. Let's move into the 3A because we've got a lot of fans, or at least a lot of people who voice their opinions from the 3A. Moapa Valley versus Truckee in Reno. Is that right?
Yep, in Reno. The state finals are
held. It's a long trip.
Long trip. Traditionally, Southern Nevada schools, ask Palo Verde, don't do too well in Reno. As we've said before, Palo took 3 years just to score in Reno. And it's going to be a long trip from Overton. Truckee is a very good team. They put in some big-time scores on some folks. I think they beat Boulder 38-8 in the semis last week. And Moapa is a team that, as we talked about earlier in this podcast, Steve, they're well coached. They've got some players, and to beat the champs, you got to beat the champs, and they're the defending champions. So they this will definitely not be a blowout. This is going to be a great football game. In the end, I just think asking kids to travel to play a high school game, especially kids from a small town like Overton, they're used to traveling, no doubt about it. They're used to taking that bus ride to Boulder to play or somewhere else around the state.
Oh, that's a brutal bus ride.
Yeah, but taking a bus ride from Overton to Reno is no cakewalk. It's going to be cold there, no cakewalk, and you'll be short on fans. Sorry, folks, I really think Truckee's going to pull it out and win.
They're going to lynch
you. No, I'm not going to lynch me. I'm telling you right now, Moapa Valley is very well coached. They're going to put up a great fight. I just think it's impossible, or it's not impossible, but until somebody does it regularly, to go up north and play, it's the great equalizer. I even think Gorman, if Gorman beats Cimarron like we think they will, I think Gorman is going to have, especially if Reed beats Galena in the Northern Championship game, I think Gorman is going to have a hell of a time, Steve, beating anybody up there. It's just tough to do.
All right, well, switching topics here briefly, we've obviously the big story of the week, Sanford gone, UNLV. We've got all kinds of stories up about it. But what I want to ask you about is how this affects the local recruiting. When you're these kids, we saw them at the game, you know, they would come to the games, they'd watch. Coach Sink is, we always see him out at the high schools, but what do you do now?
Well, I suspect whoever the new coach is will keep Sinkovich because he's got such a good in with all the high schools here. And there's such a good talent base in Southern Nevada that you'd be crazy not to. The kids that have offers from UNLV that haven't declared anywhere else, obviously they probably won't stay. But I think what UNLV is always going to try to do is they're going to try to get this athlete that's on the fringe of being a D1 kid, get him to gray shirt, get him to be a preferred walk-on and go from there. So I still think that Sinkovich is going to be able to, you know, corral maybe 10 of those kids and do that. The new coach would be crazy not to keep him. I mean, he knows everything that's going in at all the high schools. He's great friends with Darwin Ross. He's great friends with Chris Faircloth at Vegas.
Well, yeah.
Those are the guys you got to know.
If they don't, some school will pick him up and just be the Vegas recruiter. I mean, he is everywhere.
He's everywhere. And what I would think, it might help recruiting. You get a new coach in here who's got a new message. And he might be able to go talk to some of these kids who...
It depends who it is. I don't know. When you see all the crap Sanford was talking about the program at his press conference, you know.
Well, I mean, that's any disgruntled employee.
Sure. But I don't know. I feel like it's kind of open season now for other teams, California, Arizona, Mountain West teams, to come to Vegas and steal some recruits.
One thing you got to understand in recruiting is that you're not going to leave your home base to go look for a kid. If you've got somebody in your area or your state who could play, but if you look at like the University of Texas, you look at its football roster, it's like 95 kids from Texas and 5 kids from outside of Texas. So UNLV obviously
but that's because kids are born wanting to play for Texas.
Exactly.
Not the same here.
So, like I said, I think eventually Sinkovich or whoever the new coach is needs to get an elite player from town. Needs to get the Alex Turner. Needs to get, you know, the Torrin Harris maybe from last year. Needs to get a Keenan Graham.
Sure.
To just be like that first guy from Vegas who's decided to stay home. That kid needs to be successful, and then maybe that opens the gates for some more. So what we need to do is we need to find a kid who's whipped on his girlfriend and get him to stay at home.
I'm excited for, well, might even start next year, but a couple years from now, being able, there's going to be a lot of kids you're going to see on Saturdays making huge impacts.
Yeah, and I mean, there's teams. Already a group of 5 or 6 kids who
Well, I don't know them. You know them.
Yeah.
But you're an old-timer.
I'm an old timer.
Yeah, what are you going to do? All right, we're going to have those picks. We're getting down to the final picks here. I'm trailing. I don't think there's any hope of coming back. If I pick every game against you, I might go 0-6.
Well, don't pick Truck. I mean, don't pick Moapa, because Truckee's a lock, baby.
Oh, look at that trash talking coming out of Ray Brewer.
I'm just speaking the truth.
Folks. All right, well, we're going to have those picks up tomorrow. You can log on, leave all your comments, and Same old stuff, the photos, the videos, the stories. Definitely go check out, if you haven't seen yet, that video from the Gorman game. Pretty incredible scene out there. Log on, LasVegasSun.com, and I'll be back next week as we're getting closing in on that state title game at Sanborn Stadium.